even calling yesterday and today and tonight and tomorrow. You spout those off thoughtlessly, because they're easy, and you have to deliver a certain number of prayers every day. I'm sure Vedna, who actually keep up with their prayers, take the same shortcuts. Twinges of guilt. My duties of faith had suffered abominably the past 6 months. Are you sure?
No.
But it sure sounded good, didn't it?
Easy. You asked about Guni. I could be wrong in a different religious context.
Of course. How about Bone Warrior, Stone Soldier, or Soldier of Darkness?
Excuse me? Durabi?
Never mind. Unless something related occurs to you, I'd better trot up the line and get Tobo slowed down again. As I passed the Black Stallion and White Crow, the latter chuckled and whispered that,
"Sister! Sister!"
phrase again. The bird had heard the entire conversation. Chances were that it was not Mergen, nor was it Soulcatcher's creature. But still, it was extremely interested in the doings of the Black Company, to the point of trying to give warnings. It seemed quite pleased that we were headed south and were unable to turn back. Behind me, Master Santaraxita's group paused. He and Baladitya studied the face of the first stone column, where golden characters still sparked occasionally. It is immortality of a sort. Chapter 73. The people of the former Shadowlands clung to the best cover available, while they watched Nemesis cross their country in a slow and angry progression toward the pass through the Donda Presh. In more than one place, Soulcatcher's appearance gave rise to the rumor that Kadi had been reborn and was walking through the world again. She always did love a good practical joke. What the witnesses saw seemed to be the goddess in her most terrible aspect. She was naked, except for a girdle of dried penises and a necklace of babies' skulls. Her skin was a polished mahogany black. She was hairless everywhere. She had vampire fangs and an extra pair of arms. She seemed about 10 feet tall. What she did not seem was happy. People stayed out of her way. She was not alone. In her wake came an equally naked woman as white as Soulcatcher was dark. She was 5.5 feet tall. Even covered with cuts and bruises and dirt, she was attractive. Her face was empty of all expression, but her eyes burned with patient hatred. She wore only one item of ornamentation, a shoulder harness to which a cable 10 feet long had been attached. That cable connected her to the rusty iron cage floating in the air behind her. The cage enclosed a skinny old man who had suffered several severe injuries, including a broken leg and some bad burns. The girl was compelled to tow the cage. She never spoke, even when the monster encouraged her with a switch. Possibly she had lost the faculty. Narayan Singh had been the unfortunate who triggered Goblin's booby trap, not its beloved intended. The deceiver shared the cage with the large bound book. He was too weak to keep it closed. Wind toyed with its pages. Once in a while the breeze showed its vicious side,